Is your eco-friendly compost pile also neighbor-friendly? Some tips on taming compost odors are next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-300-1484. That's 1-800-300-1484. 1-800-300-1484.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 19th, the 109th day of the year. The shot heard round the world was fired on this day in 1775, touching off the Revolutionary War. About this time of year, many people notice that their compost pile has become rather, to use a polite word, fragrant. Most of the time, it's because the compost has become compacted over the winter, and it's not getting the oxygen needed to decompose properly. If the odor is like rotten eggs, turning or stirring the pile will usually alleviate the problem. Adding wood chips will help create pockets to increase airflow. If the odor is more like ammonia, your compost is short on carbon material. You should add dead leaves, sawdust, or shredded newspaper, which are all rich in carbon. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.